Hey, before we get started, I wanted to take 2 minutes and say thank you so much for checking out the show. With every episode, every download, every share, every listener, we are gradually creating a bigger and bigger positive impact for more amazing people just like you. And that's a huge part of what the show is all about, helping give people practical, positive, and proactive ways to work towards living their own amazing life. One way that I've been able to continue to expand that impact is by helping people through fitness. Over the last few years, fitness has become an irreplaceable part of my life, and I've been really fortunate to take my own passion and coach a lot of people, helping them achieve their health and wellness goals and beyond. As a listener to the show, I'd like to extend you a special invitation to come work out with me online and try your first workout with me for free by connecting with me on Instagram and sending me a DM saying that you are ready for your first workout with me online. Whether you're a seasoned pro or you're starting out from scratch, or just looking to diversify your routines with challenging workouts all from the convenience of your own home, I'd love to be a resource for you on your way to your goals. Every week, I coach 6 new workouts for participants to catch either live or on demand to fit their busy schedules, and they range from full body circuits to all strength, HIIT, and even stretch and recovery. In every workout, I make sure to give lots of options so everyone can make moves either more challenging or less intense depending on what their needs are or what their goals are, because I always want to make sure participants are challenged, successful, and most importantly, safe. Again, you can connect with me on Instagram by visiting my profile, and my username is ryanoneill.online, ryanoneill.online. Or you can visit my website directly, and I will make sure to leave that website link in the show notes for you. Thanks again for tuning in, and let's get into this week's episode. Hi, my name is Ryan, and welcome to This Amazing Life, the show that brings you people, topics, and ideas that inspire you to live, love, and lead your own amazing life. I believe that my mission in life is to be a source of light and joy for the world. I hope that our time together can give you a little bit more of both. So thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Hi, welcome to the show. My name is Ryan, and you are listening to episode number 137 of This Amazing Life. My goal as your coach is to bring you people, topics, and ideas that encourage and inspire you to live, love, and lead your own amazing life. One way that I do that specifically with my online and in-person athletes that I coach is with the intention of the week. The intention of the week is brand new every week, and it could be a short phrase, it could be a quote, it could be a mantra, it can be a question. Like last week, it was a question. And this week, it is a reminder. The reminder comes from a quote that I really, really love from Gandhi. And I'm going to give you the Ryan version of what the quote is. The Ryan version, which is the intention of the week, is, "In serving others, we can find ourselves." In serving others, we can find ourselves. Now, let me give you the Gandhi version of the quote because it's very similar. I just changed just a tiny bit. The Gandhi version of the quote is, "We can find ourselves by losing ourselves in the service of others." His version is, "We can find ourselves by losing ourselves in the service of others." The heart of it is, sometimes when we feel out of whack or out of place or lost or looking for some type of sense of belonging or meaning or purpose, by focusing on the needs of other people, we can reestablish our sense of purpose, our sense of meaning, our sense of love, our sense of fulfillment, because ultimately what it's doing is reminding us of the power of love and the overall human connection between you, me, and everybody else in the world. Sometimes what happens when we go through periods of darkness, of despair, of disbelief, of doubt, of fear, of anger, of regret, it's because we get disconnected. Because we get disconnected from our friends, our family, our loved ones, or we feel isolated, or we feel alone. But by reconnecting with another human soul, another human spirit, we can reestablish that sense of joy and love and purpose. And to give it a little bit more flesh and context to it, I'll even share a little bit of my own story. I'm sure some of you have heard this a number of times, but just in case you haven't, my story, the short version of my story is, a few years ago, several years ago, I was actually living in Florida, in Orlando, and was in a long-term relationship, moved up to Pennsylvania outside of Philadelphia because of that relationship. A month or two after that, after moving because of the relationship, guess what? The relationship falls apart. And at the time, I felt like it was catastrophic because I had invested so much time, energy, and effort into making this relationship work. But in reality, it was one of the best things that ever happened to me. And I adopted this mindset that, you know what? I'm going to be determined to be happy, to find purpose, and to find meaning, to make new friends, to be in this area, and to establish a life that I am happy of and proud of in the area, and to set new goals. And one way that I did that was getting connected and just reigniting my passion and enthusiasm for health, wellness, and fitness. But the other way was to start getting connected with other service-oriented opportunities and organizations. As a guy in my young 20s, moving to a state where the only person that I really knew, well, I to better say this, my best friend lived over an hour and a half, 2 hours away at the time. My family, my immediate family, who was relatively close on the East Coast, they were like 3 hours away. So in terms of the people that I was actually close with, that I actually knew in the area, it was little. So I needed to establish a connection with new friends and to build my sense of tribe and community, which is super important for human basic needs. So in order to do that, what I thought logically was, you know what, why don't I find other people who are like-minded like me, who enjoy serving the needs of other people, and they think that volunteering is a priority to them. Because that to me is very indicative about the quality and the nature of a human being. If they're going out of their way on a regular basis to dedicate time, energy, and effort into a cause or an organization that means something to them, then chances are I'm going to have something that I can relate to that person, and I might even be able to establish some connections and some friends, and who knows what could come from it. Fast forward, after getting connected to a couple local church organizations through a church just outside of Philadelphia, I got connected to a friend of mine, and in doing voiceover work for this friend of mine, this same woman is the reason why I got connected to and met my now fiance, future wife. So it all happened just because at one of my lowest points in my life, I was trying to find a way to improve myself, but by doing so, focusing on helping the needs of other people. I was first exposed to different volunteering opportunities actually back in high school. And this is something that I've shared also before, is that in high school at the church that I was going to, the youth organization, they would do mission trips down to rural parts of the country and do vacation Bible school camps. I have a affinity towards and a connection with and a love for and appreciation for the Hispanic culture. And the community that I was with was predominantly heavy, heavy Hispanic. And it was in a very low-income area that was part of the chicken factories and the chicken processing plants. And just connecting with somebody else and being that source of light or inspiration, or truth be told, even just being a little bit of a distraction from some things that they may have had going on in their life that wasn't great, it feels good. Because when you're giving of your time, your energy, and your effort, and you are focused on the well-being of other people, that's one of the best forms or ways that you can feel a sense of love in your life, is by giving it to somebody else. And I want to emphasize that for a quick point, because by talking about this intention of the week and in rediscovering yourself or finding yourself or finding meaning or purpose in serving other people, I had this question pop up in my own mind. Is it possible to do this for the wrong reasons? And the answer is yes. And I want to give you examples. So for example, let's imagine, and really there are real examples in the news almost all the time, more than we'd like to admit. Imagine a person who has now been on the news and is very famous because they have committed some type of a crime. It can be a civil crime, it can be a business crime, whatever. But they're known because they did something wrong and they got caught and nobody likes them. Well, imagine if that person goes on this publicity tour, quote unquote, air quotes with my fingers, to try to save face and go around shaking hands and kissing babies just to try to reclaim some of that sense of, I don't know, prestige or notability or believability, just to kind of misdirect people from the true nature of themselves and not actually go about the act of helping other people because they authentically want to help the needs of other people. In that case, what's the big difference? The big difference is that person is still just thinking about themselves and not actually thinking about connecting with or authentically meeting the needs of other people. So as we're talking about this intention of the week, I just wanted to put it out there that it is possible for somebody to do this for the wrong reasons. But if you go about this and do this for the right reasons, it can be so rewarding. It can be so gratifying. It can be so fulfilling that I would highly, highly, highly recommend that you consider it. If you're in a position where you feel stuck, you feel lost, you feel alone, you feel hurt, or you fill in the blank, and you need some type of spark or direction or purpose to head into, get connected to a volunteer opportunity or a service organization that you feel really drawn to or called to, and just connect with another human being. And you will be amazed at the way that God can open things up, the way that the universe can open things up. And through divine intervention, maybe you'll experience growth and healing. Maybe somebody else will experience growth and healing. Maybe you'll both experience growth and healing by reaching out and connecting to another person in an authentic and loving way. Only good things can come from it. That's what this intention of the week is all about. In serving the needs of other people, you can find yourself. If you feel in a position where you are lost, you are hurting, you are struggling, and you need to connect with other people that are going to be a supportive, loving community, reach out and find a way to get involved. There are so many different ways that you could do this. Just one website that came to the top of my head just as a suggestion is volunteermatch.org, or if there is a specific cause or an underrepresented population or something that really is near and dear to you, then look it up. I would be willing to bet that in most major areas, there are multiple opportunities for you to get involved, whether it's with adults, children, animals, or the arts, or just sharing your gifts and your talents with somebody else who could really benefit from you as a wonderful, amazing human being. That's it for this week's intention of the week. Again, these mantras, these phrases, these questions, these challenges, or these intentions of the week, they're just to get you to think a little bit differently and inspire you to do what? To take action. So if this really resonates with you, or if it's a message that you need to share with somebody else, share the message or think about it, and then ultimately decide that you are going to take action and follow through with it. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. God bless, and I will talk to you soon.